It is the Advertising Week Social Club. I am Zanger up in Portland, Oregon. Newbear is out in Lexington, Kentucky. Very excited that one of our good friends at AdShrink on Twitter, Jeff Barry, joining us from SoCal. How are you, my man?
Good. How are you guys?
We're good. We're good. Very spirited chat today. And as always, we thank you very much for all of your support and participation in all of our chats. But there was one piece that you tossed out there on Twitter today. It's so we're on question four. Newbert, what's the question? Where's the question? Tell me the question.
Wherever you are in your career, what is the big advertising dream that you still hope comes true?
All right, and Jeff said to one day teach my experiences in advertising to those who aspire to work in the biz. Any tips? So, Jeff, what are you thinking right now? Are you thinking that you want to teach? Are you thinking that you want to be in a university setting? What are you thinking right now?
Yeah, I see all these different schools in terms of like whether, because I'm a junior copywriter right now myself, but I've seen all these other schools like Miami Ad School. So whether it's a graduate program or whether it's at an actual, university, something like that. But I'd love to kind of, do any of those that I actually have access to. I don't really have time right now to go study for my master's, but I'd love to be able to teach one day after getting to the creative director level, maybe doing both at the same time, or maybe once I settle down and have a family one day and get a little older, going into teaching full time instead and jump out of the biz, something like that.
All right. Well, I'll tell you what. Here's what we're going to do. We're going to give you a jump start on that. We're going to publicly offer you a slot in the Advertising Week Social Club family as a contributor, so that
Oh, that'd be awesome.
so that you can just kind of start getting your voice out there. Because one thing that Newbear and I noticed is that when you are participating in the chat, this is the pat on the back, that it's very insightful, but it also makes you think a little bit deeper. Newbear?
Yeah, I was teasing Zanger because he was trying to find you on Skype, and he was like, "If I knew who you were," and I was like, "That's Jeff Barry. He's here. It's Jeff Barry. He's here every week." And I know that because I'm kind of a freakazoid about names and numbers and things. Once they get in the dome, they tend to stay there. And I realize that I know that because I've been copying and pasting it into a taggable, search tool on our blog every time we post the Storify chat wrap. And yeah, I mean, insight and passion, it just comes through. So
Yep.
we're looking forward to getting that voice inside the family. Hashtag AWSC fam.
Right.
And I think you'll like them, but more importantly, I think they'll like you.
Yeah, indeed. And and I think we'll take this opportunity to wrap up the chat today because we've gone a little bit long, but we had talked about the idea of hope, and it can be such a fleeting thing. But within the framework of hope, in my opinion, there is always tremendous opportunity. And it's not necessarily just the big opportunities that we see. It's not it, sometimes the opportunities don't present themselves with a big flourish. How they present themselves are in the little things that actually help build momentum so that you can actually see and feel that you are taking next steps. I was talking to Newbear about this earlier today. With where we are, with the social club, we are continually growing, but we're incrementally finding that those steps transition us into the next phase of everything. And the fact of the matter is, and this is just coming from personal experience, you will notice, and it will hit you one day. So in Jeff's situation, for example, he will continue to elevate his career, but there's going to come a day where he's gonna be at work and say, you know what? I feel like I broke through. I felt like I broke to the next level. And that's what hope can do. Hope can bring you to that next step of opportunity, and that's where growth can come from. Newbear?
Yeah, and I just want to add, you noted a couple of things about not having time or, wanting to do different things, whether it's Miami Ad School or what have you. I mean, my own mother, who's now a fifth grade teacher in Tinley Park in Chicago, I mean, growing up raising two single boys, she tended bars, she managed restaurants, she worked in the steel mills, she took a class here and there before she was finally able to go back to school full time and then pursue her master's and do all those kinds of things. So, I mean, if you have a goal, even if you don't necessarily have a clear-cut plan, the idea of this chat, the stars around hope, it exists, it's real, it's true. And I think if you reach out and talk to some people who are in those similar situations that you want to be in and find their stories, you'll find that yours might not be that far off.
Yeah, Jeff, anything to add to tie it up? You want to put the LA bow on it for us?
Sure. I was actually just going to say I'm taking a class called The Bookshop right now, which is kind of our LA version of a one night a week Miami ad school. So I'm definitely continuing my education, but I just wanted to thank you guys for this awesome opportunity. And thank you guys for the weekly social platform that you provide for everyone, because I think it's a really, really good opportunity for everyone to contribute and get their voice out there.
I appreciate it. We're looking forward to having you. And everybody out there, thank you so much for such insightful conversation today. And we'll let you know what the next topic will be. I think we might be picking up part two of our art-directed Beautiful Things chat next week. But we still haven't landed on that yet. But as always, we appreciate the fact that you all take the time to join us, and we will see you next week.